chers frères de la communauté écuménique de Thésée en France, cher frère Alois, bienvenue dans la cathédrale de Ljubljana.
Dragi bratje iz Tezejske ekumenske skupnosti v Franciji, dragi brat Alois, pozdravljeni v ljubljanski stolnici.
Comme le pape Jean-Paul II, le 5 octobre 1986, en le pèlerinage en France, je aussi voudrais vous exprimer mon affection et ma confiance avec ces simples mots par lesquels le pape Jean XXIIIe, qui vous aimait tant, saluait un jour frère Roger à Thésée ce petit printemps.
Tako kot papež Janez Pavel II 5. oktobra 1986 na svojem romanju po Franciji, bi vam tudi jaz želel izraziti svoje prijateljstvo in zaupanje s tistimi preprostimi besedami, s katerimi je papež Janez 23., ki vas je imel tako rad, nekega dne pozdravil brata Rožeja. Oh, Teze, ta mala pomlad.
Cher frère, je vous remercie de m'avoir proposé cette brève rencontre et de m'avoir donné ainsi l'occasion de prier avec vous. Que le Seigneur vous bénisse et vous garde dans sa paix et dans son amour.
Dragi bratje, zahvaljujem se vam, da ste mi predlagali to kratko srečanje in da ste mi tako dali priložnost, da molim z vami. Naj vas Gospod blagoslovi in vas ohrani v svojem miru in ljubezni.
Izrekam pozdrav priorju bratu Alojzu in drugim bratom iz Tezeja, vsem sodelavcem v pripravi letošnjega novoletnega srečanja v Zagrebu in sedaj tega lepega srečanja v Ljubljani.
I greet brother Alois, the prior, and other brothers of the Tezé community, as well as volunteers who helped to prepare the European meeting in Zagreb and now this nice meeting in Ljubljana.
Pozdravljam sobrate v škofovski in duhovniški službi, vse mlade in udeležence v ljubljanski stolnici, tiste, ki ste prek radijskih valov povezani z nami v frančiškanski cerkvi in drugod.
I greet my fellow bishops and priests, all young people and other participants in the Cathedral of Ljubljana and those connected with us through the radio Ognišče in the Franciscan Church of Ljubljana and elsewhere.
Z veseljem pozdravljam tudi predstavnika pravoslavne cerkve, gospoda Perana Boškoviča, ki je z veseljem sprejel naše povabilo.
I also gladly greet the representative of the Orthodox Church, Peran Boškovič, who has accepted our invitation and is here with us tonight.
Tezejska skupnost je imela in ima še danes velik ekumenski pomen in si prizadeva za povezovanje z drugimi verskimi skupnostmi in vsemi ljudmi, ki hrepenijo po edinosti.
The Tezé community has always been of great ecumenical importance and it strives for closeness with other religious communities and with all people longing for unity.
Veseli smo tudi drugih srečanj. Minulo leto, 2006, je bilo zaznamovano z dvema dogodkoma, ki imata velik ekumenski pomen. V Beogradu je septembra potekalo plenarno zasedanje Mednarodne katoliške pravoslavne komisije za teološki dialog.
We are also glad about other meetings. The year 2006 was characterized by two events of great ecumenical importance. In September, the International Catholic Orthodox Commission for Theological Dialogue held its plenary session in Belgrade.
Drugi dogodek je bil nadvse uspešen in odmeven obisk papeža Benedikta XVI. V Carigradu ob godu svetega Andreja 30. novembra lani, srečanje s patriarhom Bartolomejem I. in podpis skupne izjave, oboje je mejnik in svetla točka na poti dialoga, ljubezni in resnice.
The second event was the very successful and acclaimed visit of Pope Benedict XVI to Istanbul on the feast of St. Andrew on 30th November 2006. His meeting with the Patriarch Bartholomew I and the signing of the joint declaration are both a milestone and a point of light on the way of the dialogue of love and truth.
Sedanji papež je že v nastopni pridigi takoj po izvolitvi povedal, da je edinost kristijanov eden od velikih ciljev njegovega pontifikata. Njegov obisk pri sestrski pravoslavni cerkvi je znamenje, kako resno jemlje svojo zavezanost delu za edinost. Ekumensko razsežnost je imel tudi njegov obisk v rodni Bavarski minulo poletje, kjer je med drugim rekel, da želi s srcem in razumom napraviti vse, kar bi prispevalo k edinosti.
Already in his inaugural homily, immediately after his election, the present Pope said that the unity of Christians was one of the great aims of his papacy. His visit to the Sister Orthodox Church was a sign how seriously he takes his commitment to the work of Christian unity. Also, his visit to his native Bavaria last summer had an ecumenical dimension, and there he also said that he wanted to use his heart and his mind to do everything he could to contribute to unity.
V tem prizadevanju in duhu molitve smo se danes tukaj zbrali na romanju zaupanja na zemlji. Tudi cerkev na Slovenskem ima tesne povezave s tezejsko skupnostjo, saj se že dolga leta mladi iz Slovenije udeležujejo srečanj v Tezeju, pa tudi drugih posebno novoletnih srečanj v različnih krajih sveta.
United in this effort and spirit of prayer, we are gathered here tonight on the pilgrimage of trust on earth. Also, the church in Slovenia has close ties with the Tezej community. For many years, young people from Slovenia have been participating in the meetings at Tezej and especially in the European meetings in different European cities.
Posebno občudovanje smo čutili do pokojnega brata Rožeja, ki nas je dvakrat obiskal, najprej v stični leta 1981, ko se je ob ljudem zbralo nekaj tisoč mladih iz vse Slovenije. To je pomenilo tudi začetek vsakoletnih množičnih srečanj mladih v stični.
We felt special admiration for the late brother Roger, who visited us twice. The first time it was at Stichna in 1981, when several thousands of young people from all Slovenia gathered around him. This marked the beginning of the every year mass meetings of young people at Stichna.
Letos pa obhajamo tudi 20-letnico prvega srečanja v kakšni socialistični državi in to je bilo prav v Ljubljani v maju leta 1987, ko se je udeležilo srečanj okrog 5000 mladih iz vse Evrope, z vzhoda in zahoda.
This year, however, we are also celebrating the 20th anniversary of the first Tezej meeting in a socialist country, which was held just in Ljubljana in 1987. About 5,000 young people from all Europe from the east and from the west took part in it.
Ko župniku Šentvidu sem skupaj s tedanjim kaplanom Matejem Zevnikom doživel lepoto in preprostost tezejske duhovnosti in plemenitost bratov, ki so pripravljali srečanje. Seveda je bilo nekaj posebnega srečanje z bratom Rožejem, ki bo ostal tudi v prihodnje živa priča vere, upanja in ljubezni.
At the time I was the parish priest at Šentvid and together with my then vicar Matej Zevnik I was able to experience the beauty and the simplicity of the Teze spirituality and the deep commitment of the brothers who were preparing the meeting. A special experience was, of course, meeting Brother Roger, who will remain a living witness of faith, hope and love.
Takrat so mnogi občudovali vernost v našem prostoru in odkrivali značilnosti krščanstva v vzhodni Evropi. Kasneje je papež Janez Pavel II. Poudarjal, da mora Evropa dihati z obema deloma pljuč.
At the time, many admired the faith in our part of the world and discovered the characteristics of Christianity in Eastern Europe. Later, Pope John Paul II emphasized that Europe must breathe with both lungs.
Današnje srečanje želi obuditi spomine na te dogodke, predvsem pa poživiti tisto, kar je bilo vidno pri prvem srečanju. Medtem so se mnoge stvari spremenile, mnoge meje med državami in narodi so padle, kljub temu pa nastajajo vedno nove ovire za mir in sožitje med narodi. Tudi v Sloveniji čutimo probleme, ki jih doživlja Evropa v svoji duhovni praznini in moralnem razkroju.
Today's meeting wants to rekindle memories of these events, but especially to liven up what could be seen and experienced at the first meeting. In the meantime, many things have changed. Many borders between countries and peoples have disappeared. Nevertheless, new obstacles to peace and coexistence between peoples keep appearing. Also in Slovenia, we feel the problems of spiritual emptiness and moral decay experienced everywhere in Europe.
Zato se vam, bratje iz Tezeja, zahvaljujem za vaš obisk in molitev, ki jo boste vodili danes. Priporočam se vam v imenu Cerkve na Slovenskem za vašo nadaljno povezanost in podporo. Upam, da bodo v prihodnosti dozorele razmere za pripravo novoletnega srečanja tudi v Ljubljani.
Therefore, dear brothers of the Teze community, I thank you for your visit and for the prayer you are going to lead today. In the name of the Church of Slovenia, I ask you for your continuing solidarity and support. I hope that in future conditions will become ripe to prepare a European meeting in Ljubljana.